Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we begin a second week focused on living as those who overcome, and focused on that last week, and continuing again this week. And I really feel that it's important that we're reminded consistently of God's ability to help us. And today we're going to talk specifically about overcoming abandonment. John writes in Revelation 3, verse 5, and quoting God, a messenger from God to deliver messages to the churches and to us. And he says, "He who overcomes will be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels." As I think about that, I suspect that all of us, at some point in our life, if we've lived very long at all, have experienced a sense of abandonment. Sometimes perhaps intentional, but often unintentional. As a matter of fact, if we've lived long at all, we've probably all given others a sense of abandonment by our actions. A feeling of not belonging, of being rejected, of not being accepted. And God says to those who overcome, not only will he dress them in white, a sign of being cleansed, of purity, but he has their name in the book of life, a name that will never be blotted out. Knowing that God's love holds us secure, as we overcome the despair of life, as we overcome the struggles and troubles of this world, as we continue to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, God's promise is that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. That even when we are unfaithful, he is faithful. And so whether we're on the side of feeling abandoned by others or whether we're on the side of others feeling abandoned by us, we can live with confidence that God does not forget his own. And to walk each day knowing that you have a place. Not only did Jesus say he went to prepare a place for us, but he says, if I do that, I will surely come again to get you, to take you to that place. And in those times, those moments, those days that we feel that no one cares, that all of our friends have turned their back, we can know that when we overcome in Christ, our place is secure, our belonging is set. What an incredible way to live life. It's so easy to get caught up in the trap of this world of needing and seeking the approval of others. And I'm not talking about living in ways that deliberately offend or turn people away. But I'm also talking about not living in a way that well, compromise is simply so that others are happy with wrongdoing. Compromise can be a good thing. It's the way that we learn to get along, but compromising the truth of God's Word, compromising our convictions, compromising what God has called us to in life, giving in to sin because it makes others happy, that's a whole different story. And so many times when we do not go along with what others want, that God says to avoid, we feel a sense of abandonment because, well, we're no longer included. That God says you're not abandoned. You belong. Your choices of integrity, your choices of honesty, your choices of believing and following His Word are choices that make you an overcomer. And you can live with confidence that God keeps His Word and that you will be one of those with your name in the Book of Life that will never be blotted out. And what an incredible message to take to the world. Yesterday I had the privilege of sharing a message focused on taking hope to the world and the idea of using whatever God has gifted you, however He's gifted you, all of those talents, abilities, gifts, resources, to share Jesus with others. And in a world where betrayal is so common, to take a message of hope that says, God's not like that. Your best friend left and won't speak to you anymore. Your spouse abandoned you. Your kids won't talk to you. Your family's in odds with each other. You feel all alone. The good news is God understands. You talk about someone that felt that abandonment. Remember the words of Jesus on the cross that's recorded for us in Scripture? My God, why have you forsaken me? But God's promise was true that He would not abandon His Holy One to the grave. And the power of Jesus to be resurrected from the dead, to prove that we too can overcome the abandonments that we experience, that we feel, by the power of God within us. As we spend time to praying today, I'm not sure where each listener is at. Perhaps you're one of those that are feeling abandoned, feeling betrayed, and you need a message of encouragement that says you can overcome. That God in you gives you a place of permanence, of belonging, of acceptance. Maybe you're one that understands that and lives by that and has overcome and continues to overcome. Your task today might be a little different. It might be the task of an encourager, of helping others. One of the often repeated phrases that I would use when I worked with young people at camp. And I believe it's a phrase that they need to hear. They needed to hear then on a constant basis. They need to hear today. But it's not just children. It's all of us. And that's that no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter what your life has looked like or hasn't looked like, God loves you. And as Christians, we ought to be able to say, and I love you. Because if God loves someone, it's our responsibility to represent His love to that person as well. And not only does the love of God help us to overcome abandonment in our life, but the love of God flowing through us ought to help others know that they have a place to belong. And as we pray today, I encourage you to spend time not only talking to God, but listening as to your value. And know that you can overcome any sense of betrayal or abandonment by belonging to Christ. But also listen to who it is that He would have you to encourage. Perhaps a specific person that will cross your path today that needs to know that they are not alone. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us a place of belonging with Your family here on earth. As we gathered with fellow believers yesterday in various places, we were part of a family where each person belongs. And I know sometimes we go to church gatherings and we don't feel like we belong. That's the lie of Satan himself. Because in Christ we are dressed in white. In Christ we have a name that written in the book of life that will never be blotted out. Father, today I pray specifically for individuals that are struggling with this sense of abandonment, betrayal. Maybe it's fresh wounds. And they're not sure if they can ever trust anyone again. And I pray that Your love through Your people would help them to know that they can overcome. And for Father, for those of us that have lived through that and continue to live through that in different times of our life, may we be the encouragers. May we take the lessons we've learned. May we take the certainty that we've discovered in You. And may we share with those that are struggling. Those that are going through this Christmas season unsure of whether anyone cares or not. May we be those that speak on Your behalf, not making up words for You, but using Your words to encourage people. Using Your words to help them to know not only that they can belong, but how they can be in Christ, how they can be washed and cleansed of sin, how their name can be added to that book of life and never be blotted out. Father, as those who overcome, may we help others to overcome the despair and the loneliness and the abandonment that are experienced here on earth. And may we do that by lifting up Jesus. And when we lift Him up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.